happy Monday, folks. Welcome to What's On Your Mind, the show that asks that very simple question each and every weekday morning about this time on 550 K-Fire from the studios of our flagship operation in Bismarck, Mandan, where the power is on, and most of the trees are up at this point. But
we only lost about 40 or 50 of them, and a couple cars. I saw some crushed cars. Good morning, folks. Good morning, Scott.
How are you, sir?
I am just fine. Quite the little storm we had here on Saturday night, though, in Bismarck, Mandan.
Your chainsaw got a workout over the weekend, huh?
Actually, I spent the better part of yesterday helping neighbors and friends clean up their yards. A lot of tree debris. And I tell you what, I was out doing weather reports for K-Fire right after the storm hit. And had gotten moved through and finding out where the power was out up along Washington Street, Washington and Divide. That area had gotten really hammered. I tell you what, though, kudos to MDU and the city of Bismarck. It hadn't even stopped raining yet, and they were out with chainsaws clearing roadways because a lot of the roads were blocked up in that neighborhood and some of the other neighborhoods around town. They were out there working already.
Between Bismarck, Mandan, where you had like 4,000 people out of power and most of them restored by 8:30 the next morning, whereas the Twin Cities, you had folks out of power for a good chunk of the weekend. So, yeah, I agree with you. Way to go. Also, by the way, welcome our listeners on KCJB, 9:10 a.m. in Minot, KLTC, 1460 in Dickinson, AM 1090 the Flag in the Bakken, and AM 1100 Fargo-Moorhead. Beaming to western Minnesota and eastern North Dakota. We want to know what's on your mind. Here's the telephone number, 800-228-0550, and Tim and Dickey, North Dakota, wants to get things started today on What's On Your Mind, and we'll tell you who our guests are next hour. This hour is all yours, so sound off, folks. Tim, take it away. How are you?
Commenting earlier about trust in the government, the Santee Sioux in the 1860s, they trusted the government, and they got starved, and they got their land stolen from them. Crazy Horse, another example. He trusted the government, came in and surrendered, and he got a bayonet in the back. Geronimo is another example. You know, sent off to Florida to die there, never did get back to his native country. I wouldn't trust the American government any farther than I could throw him. Thank you.
Hey, can you give me a modern day? Well, Tim's gone. I'm kind of curious if there's a place that he most... you know, distrust government today. I think he's right. I think there's a lot of distrust of government. I mean, one example, next hour we're going to talk with some folks about this immigration debate, which is being voted on in the U.S. Senate today. And, you know, there's been a push by President Obama and Democrats for a lot of years for comprehensive immigration reform, part of which is rewarding, you know, illegal immigrants with a process to get to legal citizenship. And Senator John Hoeven and Senator Bob Corker of Tennessee put together an amendment that's 100 and some odd pages that's been big news over the last couple of days. And it doubles the border agents. It finishes 700 miles of fencing. It has some expedited technology that goes in it and also makes sure that when you hire somebody, you can find out quickly whether they're legal or not. And the overwhelming amount of folks say, I don't believe it. You know, in other words, you're saying this is what's going to do to fix that, but I don't trust you. I mean, so there is a lot of distrust out there. Craig in Watford City wants to weigh in on this. Craig, you're next on What's On Your Mind. Tell us.
Hello. I wanted to talk about the 1965 Hart-Celler Act, guys. That laid the groundwork for what's occurring today in the Senate and will occur, I think, because I was 13 years old at the time. I read it in the newspaper, and I followed it quite closely. But what happened was, prior to that time, European immigrants with high technical skills, very well-educated people, were given priority because at that time the United States was 90% European-American and 9% black and 1% Hispanic and Asiatic, mostly because of the entry of Hawaii into the Union in 1959. So that radically changed the demographics. And if you look in the World Jewish Yearbook of 1966, it's about 350 pages, and they delineate who did that, and it was the churches. The churches and the synagogues were the primary movers. Of course, now it's the corporation and our controllers like Keith B. Alexander and Corker and Schumer and Feinstein, because they're not elected representatives. They are technically, but really they're simply controllers who have nothing but contempt for their underlings and were the most servile people on the planet, in the world. and it's really despicable. But anyway, you know, guys, civilizational conquests are really about tribute, monetary tribute, treasure, and frankly, women. And if you think that all of this will not forevermore irrevocably change the demographics and the makeup and the culture of this nation, they all know this, sir. They know it completely. And, you know, Christianity, frankly, is a majority global. It's the biggest religion in the world. And if you count all the Central and South America and Africa and the Philippines, really, it's a majority non-white population. So if you guys are Christians and you're rationalizing this, you know, I heard him on, I listen to your station a lot. Gary Ballard was on Run Gun Glenn Beck because it's a competing shingle, I guess. Because the church has enabled this, and now they want to essentially deny it. And it's all in the history. It's really, really well known, guys. It's really well known. And by the way, Emanuel Seller, who was in the Congress 50 years, was a Jewish gentleman, and he stated in the 66 yearbook that it was his goal to change that immigration law. It had been for his entire career. And he finally established it. And by the way, Leon Trotsky, his real name was Lev Bronstein. He made propaganda movies in the Bronx and Brooklyn and knew Seller a long, long time ago. So I'm sorry that the history is uncomfortable for you, but that's the fact.
Craig, thanks for the phone call in Watford City. Let's move on. Ron in Bismarck, what's on your mind today?
Hello?
Hello, Ron. Go ahead. What's on your mind on this Monday morning?
Well, I just want to ask Scott if he listened to Laura Ingraham interview Holden on Friday afternoon.
I did catch the interview, yes.
Okay, I hope he took lessons because she got some answers out of him besides his wishy-washy stuff he usually pulls. And I just, you know, I've never been a Holden fan, but...
Well, here's my take on John Holden. I think John Holden sees a train coming down the track that is moving towards, immigration reform in a Senate controlled by the Democrats and a push from the president. And I think what he's done is say, hey, if that's going to happen anyway, let's put in double the amount of border agents. Let's put in, completion of the fence. So now the question is whether or not you can trust government actually to do what the Senate passes, and ask them to have done here. A lot of Laura Ingraham's criticism of Senator Holden was that he was taking input from Democrats on the amendment. And again, I think what John Holden's trying to do is to say, hey, this is something that's moving down the track. Let's make it better. And I applaud him for that. I don't think, I think most of what he's putting in there is good. We can argue whether or not it actually will get implemented, and I think a lot of people are skeptical of that because they don't trust government, and that's understandable. I don't either. I do it all with a half cocked head and a squinty eye to say, now, are you really going to do this? But would you agree that on the surface, what the senator's proposing makes the bill better than it is now?
Well, it might make it better if they implement it.
If it's funded,
they ain't implemented our laws we got now. So why would they implement something that's tougher?
They've promised this three times so far, and it's not funded. If it's not going to be funded, it's not going to be implemented.
Well, and they're doing well. They're not going to fund it. I mean, this whole thing is just a smoke and mirrors, so they can do what they want to. It's just the government is it ain't the immigration laws that's broken. It's the United States government that's broken, and it's going to stay that way until either there's or we have no government anymore, one or the other. There's no question in my mind that the United States, as it is now, is on downhill slide. It's about done.
My only take on this, Ron, is if the bill as it's existed since last year is something we dislike, the idea that you make it better and at least put some teeth in there on border agents and the fence and technology and verifying workers, I think all of the fundamentals of what's been proposed makes sense because it makes it better. And if it's going to pass anyway, I just assume it pass with these things in it. Now, I'm hopeful that the House is actually going to do like they do in so many things. And if it even has a chance passing over there, it'll at least get more teeth over there. So, but I think what John Holden's doing is not making a bad bill worse. I think he's making a bad bill better, that it gives, giving us a little bit of an insurance policy that if this thing does end up becoming law, at least it has, you know, some things in there. Now, whether they do it or not, that's something we can watch. But, you know, maybe in this case, a couple of Republicans saying, no, nobody gets a path to, being legal here unless these things happen first. You know, I think that's where the majority of us are at on it. But I don't blame you for not trusting them. That's for sure. Thanks, Ron. Appreciate the call. Others waiting. We'll get to you after a short timeout. Right, Steve?
1-800-228-0550, 701-258-0550, or you can email us, studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. This is What's on Your Mind.
What's on Your Mind with Steve Bakken and Scott Hannon. We'll be right back after these messages.
Select Energy Services, an industry leader in innovative and efficient end-to-end water solutions and well site services, is looking for experienced Class A CDL drivers with clean driving records and water hauling experience. At Select, we believe our most valuable assets are the hardworking employees that we are proud to call our team. We offer excellent benefits and competitive wages. To apply, contact our Williston office at 701-875-5500 or visit selectenergyservices.com. Select Energy Services, one source for total water solutions.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
KeepItLocal.com, the Northland's most respected auto shopping website for over 10 years. Whether you're looking to buy or sell a car, truck, SUV, or boat, KeepItLocal.com keeps it simple. With hundreds of dealers and private sellers, our inventory changes daily. We are the source for finding your next auto or power sport item. Remember, KeepItLocal.com. We keep it simple.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
From the very beginning, our founding sisters recognized that if Mary College was to be successful, that it was a collaborative effort. And they looked to the community. It was just a handful of sisters when we think of that beginning faculty. But quite soon, they were looking to the community for leadership. So the collaborative spirit was what made possible the growth and, in fact, the University of Mary that we know today.
Right now at Schwann Buick GMC Cadillac, you can own a 2013 GMC Sierra at the lowest price of the year. 0% financing for 6 years with approved credit or savings up to $9,750. See dealer for details. The industry's best pickup coverage includes 2 years of maintenance, 3 year bumper to bumper warranty, and 5 year powertrain warranty. Save right now on a 2013 GMC Sierra at Schwann Buick GMC Cadillac or online at SchwannCadillac.com. We are professional grade.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
What's on your mind? 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550. You can get a hold of a studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. I'm Steve Bakken along with Scott Hannon. And, you know, one of the other things that is popping up in the news this morning is the whole Snowden case and the leaky guy. With the NSA.
The leaky guy. He's the leaky guy. By the way, he spent the weekend shopping the best United States enemy to call home these days. So I know that when this story first broke, the majority of our audience thought the guy was a hero. I wonder if they still think he's a hero.
We said there was going to be more, and I think everybody knew that. I don't know if I'd call him a hero, but I did like the transparency. I don't agree with the way that he came out and did this. There's a process for whistleblowers to go through. Now, if he thought his personal safety was at stake, maybe I can give him a little bit more latitude on that. But as this process is continuing, going from Taiwan to Moscow to points unknown, he was supposed to be on a flight this morning to Cuba. And then rumor was Argentina after that, but he didn't get on that flight this morning.
That's why, you know, whatever. My point is the guy shopping which United States enemy is the best place to call home. Do you still think he's a hero, folks? When he's, you know, hey, China or Russia? You know, Ecuador, where should I go? Where can I get the best deal? Who hates America most? That's where I want to go. I mean, come on. You know, I think the guy is a traitor. I do. And I think it's very obvious where he's looking for asylum to prove that fact. I'm just curious if folks think differently now, knowing what his travel itinerary has been like here the last couple of days and where he's trying to go. 800-228-0550. Back to the phones. Mark in Grand Forks, you're next. And what's on your mind? Go ahead, Mark.
Hey, good morning. I just caught the tail end of some of this immigration reform talk, and I don't understand. Everything is so out of order. I've talked to two border patrols here in Grand Forks that drive those little blazers around, the white ones with the green on the side. They've been told from the top to stand down, do not hassle, do not pull over, do not prosecute. Don't pick up anybody, even if you think they are illegal immigrants. Those orders are well known. I'm just curious to find out what you guys think about that kind of a situation, and maybe we should look into things that are first rather than go on to things that are afterwards.
Yeah, the biggest question of that is you're going to have this entire agency that's funded and big funding spent on, and then they're not allowed to do their job. Why have them at all?
Right.
You know, should we even have border agents? We're paying for them, but we're not letting them do their jobs?
To try to comprehend those hundreds or thousands of vehicles driving around all day with orders not to do anything from the very top.
That job.
And then you wonder, okay, if you're going to double the amount of Border Patrol agents, if you're giving them those kind of, you know, rules of engagement, that doesn't matter then, does it?
Right. Well, have a good day, guys.
But here's, I guess, what I'm getting at is that I think some people are assigning motives to John Hoeven, our senator from North Dakota, somehow that he would suggest that. I think what he's trying to do is to say, hey, here's a blob of a bill that is, you know, basically saying, let's throw open the doors. I'm trying to get tough here. More technology, more ways to find out people are who they say they are when they apply for a job and detect whether they're illegal or not. Build the fence. More Border Patrol agents. I think what he's trying to do is improve the bill. Now, again, because of our natural distrust of what's happened to this point, we're going to go, yeah, but will it really happen? That's a separate debate. I think what he's trying to do is improve it. That's all I'm saying. Now, one emailer here says, here's the problem with Senator Hoeven. He's trusting the Democrats that this actually will get done. Well, you know, maybe once you pass this, then you are in a position to say, no, wait a minute. We said none of the provisions that would allow any of these individuals to apply for citizenship could happen until 700 miles of fence was built, Border Patrol agents doubled, more technology in place. That will happen. Then maybe you got the watchdog. I don't know. I think people are right to distrust government. Trust but verify. I'm with you 100%, but I think by and large, I'm assigning positive motives to what John Hoeven's trying to do, not negative motives. That's all I'm saying.
I tend to disagree with the emailer who says, don't trust the Democrats. That's part of the problem. You got to trust somebody. The whole government seems to be the problem right now. It's not Democrats or Republicans. They're not working together. Who do you trust in a government that you're having scandals like this with the IRS and the NSA? And, of course, the NSA stuff goes back to the Bush administration. Where does it end and where do you begin trusting the government again? And I think Hoeven's legislation, you got to trust somebody. It's more a case of, okay, here's your chance, make good on your promise, but the government doesn't have a real good track record of making good on the promises on either side.
Here's a simple way to put it. Is, you know, the proposals that Senator Hoeven has put forward make this bill better or not? In my view, you got to build a fence. Good. You got to have more border agents to track these guys down. Good. more technology to find out folks that apply for positions? Are they actually who they say they are? And, you know, can you? I've never understood how you can go to any store in America, swipe a card, and they know in seconds whether or not you have the funds in there. We can't do the exact same thing with folks to say, are you, you know, a citizen or not, before you decide whether to hire them. I mean, to me, use technology in ways that is already deployed. We're not reinventing the wheel here. This can be done. Is it better with those provisions in it or not? And in my view, they are. Now, I guess some could argue, well, this thing will pass because that's in there and that's phony. That's sort of now we're going down the path of just lacking any kind of trust.
Let's get back to the phones. 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550. Sally in Grand Forks, what's on your mind?
Hi. Well, I have two things to say about the John Hoeven amendment, or whatever you want to call it. The first one is that this is nothing but him greasing the wheels, or if you want to use a mixed metaphor, providing the fig leaf for those who want to get off the hook on their decision. Because when you get all said and done with it, the only word, the only thing that makes any difference when you say, well, here's what I said, is whether you said aye or nay on this bill. You either say aye or nay. It doesn't matter what else you said, because that is the thing that determines what the law is going to be, aye or nay. And if you're giving people cover to say aye who should be saying nay, you are not making a better bill. You're making a, you're helping a bill go through that's garbage. The other thing I would say is that we shouldn't be at all surprised that John Hoeven is up to this kind of thing. He has a track record before he was holding office as a Democrat. When the Republican Party of North Dakota decides, when they have choices between conservatives such as Paul Sorum or other possible candidates, and someone who has a basic background as a Democrat, and they elect to put that guy in because he's got the machinery or whatever, or he's got the name, I would say they get exactly what they deserve. And I'm sorry about it, because a lot of people who don't deserve it get along with them. But that's just the way it is. And as to saying, well, maybe this will make it better, and maybe they'll check on this and check on that. Well, I'll tell you what. The Supreme Court just struck down voter ID in Arizona. Now, if we're going to depend, if we're supposed to trust these people, I'd say we're either too stupid to be voting on anything, or we're right to not trust them.
Sally, thanks for the phone call. 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550. When we come back, we'll find out what's on Scott's mind, and we'll get to Mark waiting up in Grand Forks as well.
Are you looking for a full life, one filled with fun and enriching activities and friends? Touchmark and West Century, a full-service retirement community, offers a fulfilling and carefree lifestyle. Whether you choose to live in a cottage or an apartment, you'll have access to Touchmark's health and fitness club with pool. Call 323-7000 to schedule your tour, or visit touchmark.com. Experience the full life at Touchmark on West Century.
Hi, I'm Gene Zimmerman.
And I am Kim here at Zimmerman's Furniture. Come in and celebrate our 18th anniversary with us.
This is big. We have instant rebates up to $1,000.
And no interest up to 12 months.
Oh, by the way, these balloons are worth a lot.
Let's pop a few and see what you get.
And remember, Zimmerman's will always save you money. At Zimmerman's.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for three decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
When you need it the most, will your generator, power equipment, or vehicle be ready? Gas and diesel fuels go bad quickly when stored, and more than half of generator failures during disasters occur as a result of expired fuel. PRI fuel stabilizers keep your fuel fresh for when you need it most. Nuclear power stations, emergency service providers, and ships at sea rely on PRI fuel stabilizers. And you can too. Call 888-776-9373 or visit PRIproducts.com to find the dealer nearest you.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. On Placing a Silver Dollar in a Book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
What's on your mind? I'm Steve Bach, along with Scott Hennin, 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550. You can get a hold of us at studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. Around the region, Bismarck, 68 this hour, 69 in Williston, 70 in Dickinson, Minot, 71 in Jamestown, there at 70, 68 in Devil's Lake, Grand Forks, 72, Fargo, 72, and Sioux Falls, 63. Also this hour, Mobridge, 72, and Miles City, 65. Looking like a pretty good day until maybe later on this evening. Could have some more thunderstorms popping up, not dissimilar from what we saw over the weekend, Saturday evening, mostly around the state. Scott, what's on your mind today?
You know, this is a story that hasn't gotten a lot of attention yet, but there's a lawmaker with the request of Attorney General Wayne Stengem to determine whether NDSU's President Dean Brashani committed a felony crime of public records tampering. A letter to Stengem, this is being reported by Dale Wetzel, Great Plains Examiner, Great Plains News. A letter to Stengem says more than 45,000 emails were deleted from Brashani's account after the Legislative Council made a request for them on April 29th. Some of the emails went back to 2010. Some lawmakers are looking into Brashani's possible role in the resignation of NDSU or NDUS System Chancellor Ham Shabani. They believe Brashani and other North Dakota college presidents were working to undermine the chancellor. North Dakota law says it's a felony for a public official to destroy, conceal, or remove a government record without lawful authority, punishable by up to 5 years in prison and a $5,000 fine. Dale quoted North Dakota media attorney Jack McDonald, saying it'd be illegal to destroy records after someone had requested them. The letter to Stengem, written by Legislative Council Attorney John Bjornson, says the request is being made on behalf of a lawmaker. That person isn't identified. Also asked for the emails from board members Janice Hofferth and Kerry Reichert and some present and former university system employees. So that's a story we're going to want to follow rather closely as well. I think the timing of the timing and the volume of the emails deleted, I guess, is probably the big question. Think of that, 45,000 emails deleted. Wow. And, you know, president of the university, a major university in North Dakota. It's a big story, so we'll continue to follow that. I'm very curious as to where that investigation is going. And obviously, you know, you're talking about a felony, and this is no small deal. So anyway, more on that coming up. Let's see. We have Ed, Mark, Gene waiting to weigh in. What's on your mind? You tell us at 800-228-0550. Ed and Bismarck, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead.
Yeah, good morning.
Morning, sir.
The crash at Stanley, I was pretty close to it Friday morning. Bad deal there. That crash was going to happen, whether it was Friday or next week, the way the situation set up there. The driver of that truck went 3 miles from a controlled intersection where he could have turned at a light and avoided the whole mishap, but instead he drove 3 miles in the fog, took a right or a left up across moving traffic, which couldn't see him, to go to the Enron oil and gas train unloading facility, and caused a major mishap there.
So you're saying he was just taking a shortcut, trying to avoid other traffic?
They always take a shortcut there for some reason. You come over a hill, and there they are. They either cross the road or they're going across the road. And on a good day, you can hardly stop to avoid them, you know. Well, Friday wasn't a good day.
No, that was a tragic story, without question. But, I mean, rather than the truck drivers, you know, the conditions were the number one culprit, wouldn't you say, with the fog?
Well, it was. But, I mean, he could have went at a controlled intersection with a light and went to the same location. I mean, he must knew it was foggy out. Why would you not, is what I'm saying. It's a bad intersection. It was going to happen whether it's Friday or Wednesday. It just so happened it was foggy on Friday. He took a chance and he took some lives, you know, as far as what I see. They turn their log trucks up that road. It's a dangerous place.
By the way, there were six vehicles involved in that. Three men were killed, three injured. Happened early Friday. We actually got a call shortly after going on the air, you know, warning other motorists up there that it was a bad accident and to be involved. We now know more details, but there was a Peterbilt semi, a tanker trailer loaded with crude oil, and again, terrible fog. So awful situation without question. And, of course, he turned into a fire and, you know, just awful. But I hear what you're saying, Ed. I think, you know, caution, whether it's a clear day, whether it's a foggy day, is foremost. But I hesitate to pile on in the middle of this situation and blame the trucker when we say, obviously, that accident doesn't happen without that fog. And he knew the fog was happening. Maybe he'd, you know, do things differently after the fact. But Ed says blame the trucker. I say blame the fog.
You know, maybe it's a case of a designated truck route and keeping the trucks on that road where that controlled intersection is. You know, it goes back to DOT to a certain degree.
There's a lot of fixes. Why not approve the Keystone XL pipeline? Then you'll have less truck traffic. I mean, there's all kinds of things, but, you know, it is what it is at this very moment.
The Teddy Roosevelt Expressway Corridor, you know, that takes a lot of traffic off, too, making that a four-lane on Highway 85.
Ed, thanks for telling us what's on your mind. We appreciate it very much. Let's go to Gene in Fargo. You're next on the program. Gene, go ahead.
Yes, good morning. I'm hearing this thing about Hoven. I mean, I think Scott, you're covering for Hoven. I think once he got to Washington, it's a different issue. But the issue that I'm want to talk about is I have in front of me two sheets of 41 questions, visa application to visit Russia. And this is unbelievable what they're asking. I mean, I've traveled with my wife extensively in Europe and the former eastern part of Europe and some of the places. I mean, the questions were not right too bad. But the visa application that I'm looking at, I mean, what they're asking, have you been if for in the military service? Do you have any specialized skills, training, expertise related to firearm, explosion, nuclear matters, biological or chemical substance? You know, have you been involved in a military conflict? You know, et cetera, et cetera. I can go on and on. I mean, this is unbelievable. Your parents' name, your father's name, your mother's name, spouse's background, and everything else. So all what I'm saying is if Hoven and the rest of the senators or the rest of Congress are there, if they wanted to close the border, they can close it in a couple of days and handle the situation properly. But I think it is really, it's a half-hearted thing. Yeah, we're going to close it. We're going to hire 20,000 more agents or whatever. But the United States government is not interested in closing that border, period, the way I look at it. And that's basically my comment.
Gene, thanks for the phone call. Letting us know what's on your mind. 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550. You know, I don't think you can point your fingers at Democrats or Republicans on this. You know, people, get together. It's what's best for the country. It's what's good for America. That's the decision they need to be making. And I don't care what the letter behind your name is. Fix the problem. Let's go to Mark in Grand Forks. What's on your mind today, Mark?
Well, fixing the problem means abiding by the rule of law, which they clearly have disregard for. Last Tuesday, Laura Ingraham was talking about Karl Rove's support of the immigration reform bill, described him as a quote-unquote globalist who's not concerned about United States sovereignty. And that's exactly what this border issue is about. Same thing with climate change, which Hoven supports, you know, allowing the UN to dictate CO2 emissions in the U.S. you know,
and by the way, you've made that assertion before about Senator Hovind, and he's made a point of saying, and as I recall, you might have even actually had a conversation with him at one point when he pointed out during the conversation that was not accurate, that he didn't. So,
yeah, well, listen, George H. Walker Bush is on the record. I'll send you a video of his five different times.
No, you said Senator Hovind supported Bush. Climate change is what I'm saying, and he made the point of telling you that wasn't
my
accurate.
Statement. I don't believe anything Hovind says. He's a double-talking liar. But anyway, you say people that believe in a new world order, conspiracy theorists, I'll send you a video. George H. Walker Bush, five different instances saying his objective was a quote-unquote new world order through the United Nations. So we have people actively undermining our sovereignty. Free trade, the same thing. Scott, you support communist governments like China owning...
Yes, I do. Don't you hear me every day, Steve, saying that I'm for communist governments? I mean, Mark, where do you get this stuff?
Oil refinery in Port Arthur, Texas, the Motiva refinery. So, what now? Go ahead.
You suggested that I was supporting communist China. How?
You support the fact that they own a liquid natural gas facility. The communist government.
Could you tell me when I said that, Mark? I mean, my point is that
we had about 2 weeks ago. Are you going to deny now that you oppose? Are you going to say now that you oppose foreign governments like communist China owning land and energy infrastructure in the U.S.? Do you oppose that?
Yeah, I made it quite clear. We haven't spent a lot of time on this program talking about the refinery being owned by China, but that's a bad idea. So I don't know where you're getting it. And again, you said that Senator Hovind is in favor of climate change when he's not. So just stick to the facts. What's on your mind is fine, but when you assign motives to folks that are not accurate, we have to call you on that because we want to know what's on your mind. Your opinions are certainly welcome, but you know, facts are important here. So,
I draw the line too. We had somebody that did that last week with Andy Peterson. I apologize to Andy. You can disagree with somebody and you can have a civil conversation. That's what this show is about. When you start calling somebody a liar and getting emphatic about it, have the discussion. We want to know what's on your mind. We want to have that discussion, but there's some decorum involved as well. So
I agree. Don't run around calling people liars asserting facts that aren't true. Your opinions are welcome. Tell us what's on your mind. Appreciate the call. Charles and Drake, let's go next to your take on this. About a minute left, so quickly, if you would, Charles, go ahead.
I only got a minute?
Well, you can hang on if you want to. Do you need more time than a minute, Charles?
Oh, absolutely. I'll just get started in a minute. Oh,
okay, well, don't get started. Hold that thought, because I'll share this email quickly before we go to the break here, and then we'll give Charles the floor when we come back from a break. Jacob says, any Republican senator or congressman who votes for this current immigration bill, with or without the proposed Hovind Amendment, needs to be challenged in the next available primary. Our country does not need more Lindsey Grahams or John McCains or John Hovinds who time and time again legislate as liberals and then come back home to campaign and pretend to be conservatives. Even Marco Rubio is slapping all of his own constituents in the face with all this immigration nonsense. There is not one compromise between Democrats and Republicans in the past 50 years where the conservative ideal has been upheld. It's always bowing to the other side. We're past the time of the lesser of two evils between Democrats and Republicans. Scott, I appreciate your optimism around Senator Hovind, but even with his amendment, if he votes for it, in its final form, he isn't a conservative and should just return to his former party and stop pretending to be Republican, says Jacob in Fargo. Charles and Drake, your take on this when we come back after a timeout. Tell us what's on your mind, 800-228-0550. A debate on this issue, by the way, next hour, too, so stay tuned.
Right back with more of What's on Your Mind after these messages.
When Nesson Consulting speaks, anyone doing business in the Bakken listens. They provide their clients with the most reliable, accurate, and effective eyes at the bit geologic analysis possible. We're talking a little bit about doing business in the Bakken today with Kathy Nesson of Nesson Consulting Services. What advice would you have for folks doing business here in the Bakken?
First off, learn about it. You know, if somebody is interested in getting involved in this in any way, shape, or form, there's so much support. You don't have to work on a drilling rig to be part of the oil field. You know, all the support services we were talking about, whether it's the homes, the building, the construction, road construction, all these different services, there's just so much here. Educate yourself. Do your research and know your homework. North Dakota is an absolutely beautiful place to live. Tioga is the oil capital of North Dakota. Absolutely a great town. But my advice would be to learn about it and look at your opportunities. There's a multitude of things that people could be doing to support this industry.
Nesset Consulting Service. Call them at 701-664-1492. Go to nessetconsulting.com or find the link at bakkenbeacon.com.
Looking for a new RV? Just follow the Happy Camper to Corral Sales in South Mandan. Inside the area's largest RV showroom, you'll find a huge selection of brand name quality fifth wheels, travel trailers, and pickup toppers at prices that can't be beat. Have a camper to trade? No problem. Corral Sales needs your used RV. RV sales, service, and parts are their specialty. Corral Sales, 6th Avenue Southeast in Mandan. Corral Sales.
Quality grains grown in America's heartland deserve to be stored in quality bins built in America's heartland. Manufactured in Richardton, North Dakota, Amber Waves is your local hopper bin company. These quality bins can store a wide variety of products, including cow cake, dry fertilizer, and frac sand. We provide on-time delivery to your site. Call today and see what an Amber Waves bin can do for you, 866-859-2193, or see them on the web, amberwavesinc.com.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll-free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
Ouch! My back is out again!
Hi, Dr. Ortman with Wellspring Spinal Care. If you're experiencing neck, mid, or lower back pain, this information is for you. One of the complaints that I hear is patients receive their typical adjustment, only having to repeat them as the pain returns. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the battle. At Wellspring Spinal Care, we have the entire solution. We use the NUCA approach, utilizing three-dimensional x-rays and gentle touch technology to deliver specific correction. We then design a custom nutritional supplement program which provides essential nutrients targeting the areas of concern. With a NUCA approach and proper nutrition, you'll be on your way to a faster and more permanent recovery. To get you on the road to wellness, visit drortman.com. That's drortman.com. Or call us today, 952-303-9124. That's 952-303-9124. Wellspring Spinal Care. Chiropractic done right.
On your mind with Steve Bach and I'm Scott Hennon. 550 K Fire, KCJB Minot, AM 1100 The Flag, Fargo Moorhead, KLTC Dickinson, KTGO Tioga and Stanley. And your calls, questions, and comments, welcome to tell us what's on your mind today. 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Charles and Drake must have been unavoidably detained because we agreed to give him as much time as he needed in this segment, and we lost our connection to Charles and Drake, so he calls back. Either that or he agreed with that emailer and everybody said what they needed to say. I don't know. Only a minute? Come on, Charles. We were going to give you more than a minute. Anyway, Steve, you mentioned you've been burning up a chainsaw. Helping out.
Busy.
Some damage after thunderstorms caused power outages in Bismarck, Mandan. 4,000 homes.
So is the city, so is MDU. They've all been busting their humps since Saturday night. They all started working as soon as that, actually before the rain was even finished, they started working.
We have Mark Hansen from MDU to give us a quick update on how things progress this weekend and how they're looking today. Mark, thanks for joining us. How you doing?
Yeah.
Good morning, Mark.
As of now, we
should have everybody back on, other than I believe we have four customers who they need to call or have an electrician come in to do some work because the damage went beyond our meter. So we'll get them energized as soon as we have clearance that an electrician's done those repairs, and I think those should be the final ones on.
What was the total number of customers that were out without power?
We looked, we kind of estimated early between 3,000 to 4,000, and I think as of today, it was right about in that 3,500 range at its peak.
With the exception of the few that do need some other service, because as I was driving around some of the storm damage, you had trees that were into houses, and there was quite a few that were a pretty big mess. But with the exception of them, when was the last customer that you could get back online?
We went well into Sunday to get some of the final ones back on. You know, and all of them were caused by branches or trees coming down into the lines. So you had some that would come on quicker if it was just a line, transmission line or a distribution line that was serving a number of customers that was repaired. We could get all those on. But we also had some that were the sole line that was coming off to the home. So we had to replace some of those, which takes a little bit longer when you're going home by home to take care of those.
And in order to get that done, you obviously had to call a bunch of crews in. Just tell us how you reacted so quickly.
Yeah, we had overnight on Saturday and working into Sunday, we had about 25 personnel on working the power restoration. So a lot of boots on the ground to get that taken care of as quickly as we could.
Kudos. I saw them everywhere working.
Yeah, that's. I've got the easy job talking to you guys. Those guys have the hard job to work in those kind of conditions and get that power back on to the customers.
Mark, thanks for giving us an update. Mark Hansen over at MDU, thanks for all the hard work this weekend getting our customers back on line here in the Bismarck-Mandan area and a lot of areas affected by some of the power outages and the storm that took place on Saturday night. Let's get back to Charles. Charles and Drake, sorry we dropped you or you dropped us, but what's on your mind?
We can hear you now, Charles.
Yeah. It was the cell phone. I guess I can only hang on so long, and then it cuts off.
Ah.
But first of all, let's go with the immigration bill. It's kind of one of these Nancy Pelosi-type thing. You've got to pass the bill before you find out what's in it, okay? That's about the most intelligent statement I've ever heard in my life. And second is they don't want to close the borders. That would be high on anybody's priority, the average person, because one, it would stop the drug traffic from coming back and forth. It would stop the traffic in human beings, you know, and it would just do so much good. But there's no way that those liberals, and I don't mean Democrats, I mean the liberals, want to plug that border up. They're not going to do it. I don't care what Hogan or anybody else says. Next thing is, you know, the idea of the IRS handling our health care, okay? It's going to, they just nominated this new gal that was all kinds of trouble, but it's going to be just like any other liberal organization. What happens is, look at our schools. They're all taken over by mostly liberal thought. Take a look at if you go into any civil service type job, it's just jam-packed. If you're a conservative, you're damn near count on not being hired, or if you care about your country. I'm 71 years old, and for the first time in my life, I'm scared of my government, scared deathless of my government. And nobody seems to give a hoot.
Well, there's a lot of that out there. It is. Charles, appreciate the call. Thanks very much. Glad you got to say it. I did check into this business of the bill not being read. My understanding is that the 1,900 pages of the immigration bill is pretty much the same as it's been since May. This new amendment that Senators Hovind and Corker are doing are 119 pages, and that's what was proposed as of last week. So assuming they read that over the weekend, they will be able to read it before they're in it. But I know many of us are skeptical that they do that as well. Della and Minot, we'll get you in here quickly, about a half a minute. Go ahead, Della.
Charles, I will need more than half a minute, but I would like to ask, thank you for taking my call. I am going to give out two Senate phone numbers, so I would like to ask our listeners if they would please get a paper and pencil.
All right, quickly the number.
Senator Heitkamp's number is area code 202. That's all of Washington, D.C. 202-224-2043.
Hang on, Della. We'll get the numbers, and we'll get those after the break here. Stay tuned. This is What's On Your Mind with Steve Bach, and I'm Scott Hinn. We're up against the clock, and a whole another hour yet to come on What's On Your Mind, so don't touch that dial, folks. We're Daryl's on the line from Odor Medicine. Tell us about your product, Daryl.
Hey, good day. Today we're introducing our brand new product that we've been selling to car dealerships and environmental companies for years. It uses the power of chlorine dioxide to eliminate all types of odors, right down to pet odors, dog urine, cat urine, mouse smell. We use it basically for autos, homes, you name it. And what it'll do is you basically buy a product, go to getridofsmellnow.com.
So, Daryl, you're telling me your product doesn't mask odor. It gets rid of the odor.
Yes, what it does, it uses the power of chlorine dioxide to basically oxidize the odor molecule, and it actually eliminates the cause of the odor permanently. It does not mask it.
100% money-back guarantee. Use the promo code SCOTT, get 10% off, and free priority shipping for the first 25 orders, plus 10% off your order. GetRidOfSmellNow.com. Hurry.
Oklahoma reminds us there are many kinds of storms in our lives. Nature regularly sends us destructive storms. 24 hours before a storm strikes, people panic. It would be wise to prepare ahead of the panic curve. The food price storm from drought and livestock problems is forecast to hit ridiculous heights by the end of the summer. Wonder if there will really be a problem? eFoods Direct has a plan to maximize your food dollar and guarantee you will be glad you ordered food. Until June 30th, buy three of any food item and receive the fourth one free with free shipping. The guarantee. After September 20th, when you've seen what happened with food prices and shortages, if you're not glad you ordered food, return the food unopened for a full refund. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633. Your peace of mind guarantee. eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or 800-409-5633.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you. Has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927. 866-229-0927. Or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.